This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the end of the year holiday spectacular episode of Do You Need a Ride? With Chris Fairbanks and Karen Kilgariff. The following episode is the first ever recorded between Karen and I on an iPhone. It was a test episode. Karen and I had maybe hung out together three times total. We did not even know what the title of our podcast was going to be before we started recording. I think we figured it out mid-recording. So this is our bottle rocket. This is our XH1138, whatever that George Lucas piece of shit before Star Wars was. So this is the beginning. It's very exciting, or maybe not. Maybe it's just of a lower sound quality as well as low conversation quality, but it's exciting that we've done it a year. I think we've come a long way in that time, and 2015 is a new year with great episodes, and we're going to have terrific guests, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being a friend, and that's the song from the Golden Girls, and more episodes to come in 2015. 2014 can suck it.
Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? Do you need
a ride? With Karen and Chris.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello there.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm terrific.
Please put your seatbelt on.
I will. I always do, even if someone doesn't tell me.
Even if they're trying to be cool, you'll make that.
I'll just live the life of fear, and I always think I'm going to fly out of a window.
Well, good.
I was a little kid.
You think you're going to go out the window?
I was obsessed with wearing my seatbelt even as a little kid.
But as opposed to being... Do you mean being, like, hit and then shot through the windshield?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I thought I would...
Not being sucked out of the window like a piece of paper.
I just remember... No, no, not like in an airplane.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Sorry, I was...
Is this how you're going to drive?
I just wanted to go backwards first. All right, here we go.
I, you might wonder why I have a backpack with me.
Do you want to tell me why? I'm wondering?
You're going to be driving me to the airport.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You should actually tell me how to get to the airport from here.
Well, it's the exact opposite direction you're going.
Okay.
So, go. You know what? Let's take a quick, since I have a little time, take a little gander at the ocean.
Nice.
It's straight ahead.
It is right ahead of us.
It's a great place to do a U-turn.
And this is... For all of our listeners.
Uh-huh.
This ocean's really famous, right?
The Pacific Ocean?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, and especially this strip, because we're in Santa Monica. We're by the pier, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah, this is the Venice Pier.
Oh, okay.
The Santa Monica Pier is the one with the broken-down carny equipment. carnival equipment. Carnies run it. Carnival equipment.
Carnies run carnival.
Ferris wheel. Ferris wheel. Yeah, those things. I couldn't remember what a roller coaster is called.
1,000 people click off their computers and say goodbye to Karen and Chris.
Really? Do you think 1,000? yeah, take a left here. It's fine. The ocean's up there. You've seen it before.
Okay. So go left.
I realize there isn't like a cul-de-sac. There's a guy who you would have to pay to park there and then turn around and say, hi, I just wasted my money.
Hey, thanks for your help, sir.
As on the way to the airport, which is where you're taking me, could we get a coffee?
Absolutely. Just tell me where to go and
okay.
We'll do it.
We'll go straight ahead.
I love coffee.
I do, too.
I could drink it all day.
You know my favorite little mom-pa coffee shop that I like to go to?
Which one is that?
It's called Starbucks. And there's a couple of them in town, and there's one up here if you take a left on Venice.
Okay. I think I've heard of that. It's I think they have it in Burbank, too. That's where I live.
I'm incorrect. It will not be Venice.
Do you know where you are at all right?
Why don't you take a left here? Because I do know where I am now, and we are...
Here on Fleet Street? That's a dead end.
That's the street they invented enemas on.
Is that the Venice Canal down there?
There are some canals. But it's the cool ones. Let's do that.
Let's go to cool canals?
I think you have to look at the canals.
Okay.
Just do a U-turn.
Okay.
Or, yeah, turn around normally like you would a normal human if I weren't here.
I would still use the U-shape, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
The
only time I've ever seen the Venice Canal, and I've lived in L.A. for 15 years, is in the movie, what's the movie with Paul Rudd?
Oh.
The Big Brother movie.
Oh, my big dumb idiot brother that lives with us.
No. the mentor movie where him and my boyfriend, Sean Scott, what's his name?
Are you still seeing Sean Scott?
Sean Scott Williams?
Yes.
He has three first names. Yes, we've been lovers for
Adam
a very
Scott?
Long time. No.
Oh.
The one that you...
If I was gay and I was with a man, I think it'd be Adam Scott.
Oh, really?
I find him attractive.
He's beautiful. Do you know that I know him.
In a gay man way.
In a gay man way. So with small shorts.
Yes. The only problem is my genitals would not act up in the way that gay people do to where I would then make love, but I think I would kiss him.
Are you sure about your genitals? Sometimes you don't know what could happen. You have to get into it.
I know my genitals very well.
Are you sure?
I know exactly what they do in most situations. To get to the canal, turn left.
Okay. Down here?
Sorry, yeah.
I'm going to get no car. There's so many bicyclists out
there. This is dangerous. Our idea for, and we don't have a name for our podcast, but we are going to do them in...
a
moving
baby
vehicle,
right? Bucket on this bike?
That is a baby in exactly what appears to be a bucket.
And
it's
crying.
Very appropriately crying.
You horrible parent.
Mama, don't put baby in a bucket.
I'm so scared. Don't put this baby in a bucket.
She was horrified.
Yeah, she didn't like it.
But it is a bit of a hazard.
Yeah, it's not. Well, she didn't have a helmet on.
No, I mean, for us to be driving while... multitasking. It's
yeah,
like chewing gum.
Very modern.
Patting your stomach.
We can do this.
Yeah, we can.
I think we can do it.
And as long as I don't touch this phone, it's not illegal.
It's too bad you don't have a towel for your legs the way you usually like to hold your phone on your leg.
Where else? I usually drape a towel over my leg like a waiter does.
Because, tell the people.
Because it makes for a nice phone coaster.
And also,
I urinate uncontrollably.
Out of your leg.
There's the canals that we've passed.
Yeah, oh,
if anyone has ever tried to find the Venice Canal, you right now are laughing because you know it is very difficult.
They are hidden away.
Dell Street. That's if anyone ever asks again, I'm going to say Dell.
I think that was Shamar Moore. You, when you got in, said something of, like, as we drive, as we go. Can I drive over that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
this is exciting. I like this.
It is exciting.
It's very narrow. Like, it's kind of like we're in Italy.
Yes. A little bit.
They are the Venice Canal.
One time, I jumped on that with my skateboard, and it, of course, shot into the water.
How much was that skateboard? Ooh, this is cool.
The wooden part was ruined. It is cool, isn't it? A lot of times the canal
it's
is
really
low
cool.
And there isn't any water.
Oh.
And right now it looks great. It
yeah.
looks clean. You can hardly tell there's human feces in it.
That's really neat. And then we've got some just some really lackadaisical pedestrians who are, this woman seems like she's trying to teach me a lesson about driving.
About having a man's shoulders. Yeah, that's right.
Aw, shit, y'all.
Yeah, let her have it. You can't see it, but she seems to do a lot of chin-ups and calisthenics.
It could have been Jillian, what's her name?
She just is in shape, and I'm threatened by that.
Yeah, I think we all are. Yeah. That's how it is out here in Venice.
Hey, man shoulders. Just a girl with a super nice yoga body.
Well, fuck her, then.
Out of the way, man shanks. And there's another canal.
Oh, my God,
you
just keep doing it.
I've lived in Venice 10 years. I've never done this.
Really? I love this. This is like mini San Francisco.
This canal's better than the last one.
Look at this canal. Another one.
This is a podcast where Karen and I drive around through beautiful the scenery and describe it to blind people.
If this was a vodcast, podcast, we'd be rich.
We are going over a third canal, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it was better than the first two.
The third canal was the best canal.
Houses
sure.
were better. The water was cleaner.
Is that? Yeah, they got better as they went. Ahead of us, is there another fucking canal?
No, that was all the fucking canals.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah, and you were right to turn right.
I have that instinctually in me a little bit.
If you know where the ocean is, and keep in mind where the ocean is, you do just fine driving around Los Angeles.
Yeah, ocean, mountains. Ocean is south.
Yes.
Mountains north. Silver Lake is east.
Well, the ocean is really west.
It's technically west, but for when you're talking about the city, right?
Right.
That's when you say you're going south.
Yeah.
I mean, if we continue to talk about this, it is the most boring conversation.
Oh, right.
We could have.
You are. Okay, let
Unless
us go.
Unless you want to transition into weather.
Let us go. Oh, this is just in. 75 another week. 75 one more week.
It is gorgeous.
It's beautiful out.
Yeah, it really is. Very pretty. A lot of bikers. People on bicycles, I should say.
A lot of people not in a car with the windows rolled up and the air conditioning on.
Which is
lunatics,
we do
really.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy.
We're normal. We are normal. They're crazy.
This is LA normal. Windows up, podcast going.
I don't know what it's going to be like in Boise, Idaho. Oh, do you want to play a fun game?
Yes.
Pretend I didn't say exactly where in Idaho I will be going.
Okay.
And play along with this. Okay. By saying, you just say the name. Karen stopped at a red light, but put her hand in front of me to keep me from launching out the window, because I have stated it's a fear of mine.
It's your fear. I just throw up a mom arm. I'm sorry. And then, of course, the Mercedes ran the red light, because that's how it works.
Totally blatantly ran what had been a red light for some time.
We could call this podcast L.A. Driving Lessons, because as we go, we could be like, you know, if you're new to L.A., just know all Mercedes will run red as if there are surgeons that have gotten called away.
Right.
Something important.
I just assume everyone in a Mercedes is a surgeon on the go.
They're a surgeon in an emergency scenario, or they're a development person in an equally important emergency scenario. Right?
Yeah. Take a right, please.
Wait, what's the game? Over here.
Yes. The game, okay. So I'll say, I'm going to Idaho to do stand-up. Last time I was there, I met someone special, and I'm pretty excited to go back.
Really?
Somewhere, it's in Idaho, at the Liquid Laughs in, what town is that? Anyway, I met someone there, and then you say the name of the town at some point.
Oh, is it in Boise?
Oh, we messed up. We messed up the game. I understand you haven't played it before. In an ideal world, you go, oh, Boise? And I say, Boise, girlsy, whatever I can get. But I did meet some. It's some like that. And then there's, I'm going to Wiley's. I met someone up there. And then you go, Dayton? Well, we aren't Dayton, but I'm seeing her. And there's a lot of cities. It's a fun game for
now,
comedians
listen,
to play.
Can I just say this? That is not a game. That's called having a comedy act.
Right.
Where you have to know your lines.
Yeah, and I thrust you into it, didn't I?
Because I swear to God, I was thinking Boise Girlsy,
right.
But I didn't want to, like, step on what your joke might be.
What are you doing, Honda?
Yeah. Honda, you're no doctor.
No, you are no surgon in a hurry.
I can tell what...
You're just a molassesly slow baby maker, man.
You clearly have a family that you're concerned about, and you're considering taking to that McDonald's.
I get so mad at minivans that don't seem to know where they're going and are going really slow. And that's always because they're just being cautious because there's babies in there.
I know,
and I'm always angry.
It's like, there's I understand that. But then there's also being unsafe because you're being so cautious.
Yep.
Like the fucking people who don't get all the way over to the left when they're taking a left turn.
I don't like them.
Get into the left lane.
I don't like them.
Oh, it makes me angry.
Yeah, you can't keep your tail out. They're like, well, I can't see them, so this isn't happening.
Right.
I'm facing the other way, so this isn't, there aren't people behind me honking because my ass is out in the regular lane on this guy.
He can go.
Yeah, he can go.
If this guy will let him go.
He's at least a doctor's assistant.
Yes, it's a BMW.
Yeah.
A silver BMW.
Yeah, that guy has places to be. I don't know. What's the weather like in Boise? I always bring a couple t-shirts and one pair of pants.
What about a jacket or some kind of a layer? Do you have sweaters?
I didn't bring sweat because it's like a high mountain desert.
Oh, is it? You know what I did? I did a one-nighter in... Moscow, Idaho.
Oh, yeah. Not to be confused with the communist...
Soviet Russia.
Former Soviet.
Yeah.
I have a story about Moscow after this.
Okay. I don't think I have anything for you. Well, I was just going to say, can't you look on your iPhone to see what the weather is
like? I should have, yes. A normal person
would. Too late now.
It is also almost October. It could possibly be very cold there.
Yes.
I did not bring a jacket or a sweater.
Oh, so you're just, you'll wear like four t-shirts,
yes.
Five t-shirts around town?
I will wear one t-shirt on my torso and two other t-shirts wrapped around my arms like sleeves. So three shirts at once.
So you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be
and
fine.
And then, of course, they'll have the... Comedy Club will have a thermal that you could buy with the Comedy Club logo on the...
Everyone has a Comedy Club thermal that they keep hanging in the green room.
That's like my dream world. Comedy Club thermals.
To just have a writer.
Yeah.
I need a thermal in the room next to my roses that has your Comedy Club logo on it.
They have to be all cotton. Please, no. Cotton poly blends. That's gross.
I need it to absorb. Okay, there's... The Starbucks is up here. Are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Get behind that silver son of a bitch.
Okay, all the way in?
Yeah. Well, he's doing the same thing we're doing. He's going to turn in there, too.
This is illegal.
Yeah, but it's okay. They're handicapped.
I know, but we're not.
Yeah, but we're only doing this because we're being patient with them. But then at the last minute, we're just going to follow them and become part of the problem.
I love it.
Yeah.
Be a part of the problem.
Oh, leaves us in the dust. Now it is just us.
So clearly she's handicapped because she took that left going about 0.3 miles an hour and has stopped.
I think she will go in reverse.
Oh. Union Bank, yeah.
Oldies are not necessarily goodies.
That is an old wives' tale.
It really
about
is.
About oldies.
Oh.
So, ma'am, you can park wherever you want because you are... Oh, she's going to take off the side of that
Acura. She is a horrible driver. I'm glad this is happening in a situation where we're both about to get out of the cars because I am going to confront her.
Oh, no.
Ma'am, I just have to say.
And then she's like, 1 second, please, and pulls out her polio. Six.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second.
When was the last time? Oh, polio sticks.
What the fuck am I talking about?
Well, early on, before they started calling them crutches, polio sticks helped a lot of shriveled-legged young
people. All I could think of was Megan Mullally in Children's Hospital, how hilariously she uses those crutches. Have you seen that?
Oh, I need to see it.
Oh, it's really good.
Okay. Do we, shall we?
I think we should, I don't know, bring it with us. Well, then we'll have to talk kind of loudly in Starbucks.
Right.
To continue recording. You want it?
Might as well.
Okay.
Okay. We don't have to say much.
It's real life.
This is real life. This
is
sounds going to be
real life.
This is coffee fantasy. Ah. Hi there.
Hi.
Just figured we'd stay close.
Yeah, just... This is nothing going on at all.
No.
Not suspicious.
Nope. Just waiting for an important call from my doctor. He has five lights to run. Normally, that would be a push door. When I see kids these days, I kind of want one.
Yeah. Me too.
I don't want to be married. I just want
to
have someone else's 10-year-old. You know, totally normal.
You mean adopt a used one?
I think they call it kidnapping. Hey, how are you?
Doing good. What can I do for you guys?
I will have a large iced coffee.
Minty iced coffee?
Tenty, yes.
You
know
what it's written again?
No.
I'm going to have the same thing, please.
Two of those.
Same thing?
Okay.
Yes, please.
You don't want yours to be either, right?
That's right.
Anything you need, either?
Nothing.
Let me get this one. You're leaving town.
But I'm leaving town to make upward of $15. So.
Do they throw in free appetizers?
This club has a nice restaurant attached to it, and you get a whatever you want every day.
Really?
Two. I could eat there twice a day.
Thank you.
Like lobster?
It's worth the plane ticket. To eat twice a day at a restaurant.
Thank you.
You
pay for your own plane ticket?
Yeah. We're back in the car.
And we're back.
We're back, and I don't know if it was a good idea to bring the recording into Starbucks. I felt like people were watching us.
People are definitely watching us. There might be copyright infringement because only Adele is allowed to record in Starbucks.
And, her and Nico Case. I did just get her latest single. They have little cards with free downloads.
Is it the I'm a Man one?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good song?
I like her.
No, she's the fucking greatest.
Isn't she the greatest?
She's the greatest.
Have you seen her live?
I certainly have.
And seen how funny she is.
Yes, she's really funny.
That pushed me over into the world of being attracted to her.
Yeah, no, she's pretty amazing. And her backup singer, Kelly Hogan...
Is that the brown-haired girl that has a terrific voice?
Yeah.
They almost had a routine.
Yeah.
Comedically.
Both hilarious. The reason I knew Kelly Hogan is because she was the assistant when I went to take Linda Berry's writing class. I don't know if you know Linda Berry, the comic book artist.
Oh, okay.
Me and Danny Ceballos went and took her class, and Hogan is what they call her, is the assistant, the person that, like, signs you up and gives you information.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how I first met her, is just this girl that helps Linda Berry with her writing class. Should I be going that way?
It's okay. We can...
Go run the block?
Yeah. I do anyway, sometimes.
I mean, look at this one.
I think she just...
What is that skirt?
She's strange. She's a strange... It's like she plays tennis, but... Only with Brett Michaels from Poison.
I was going to say Rob Zombie, but I could not think of his name fast enough to cut you off, which is not good for comedy. You have to be
sharp. Cut me off. Cut me off.
Just jump in and interrupt people.
Well, then you did just interrupt me.
Sorry.
What are you? You better be a doctor. You better be a doctor.
This really is, in terms of traffic and the way things are fucked, this is ideal.
Let's turn right in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're going through a parking lot. Oh, my God.
What, down an alley?
The Del Taco. We're turning right now. Yeah, no. Just right here. We got
it.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Is this your home, Del Taco?
Yeah, this is the one I call base camp. This is what I call sad camp. I just get in my car.
Yep.
And I don't want to go through the details, but it does end with me napping with a bunch of rappers in my lap.
Oh, my God, I thought you meant rappers, like rap
stars. Yeah, hip-hop artists end up in my lap.
You meet them at Del Taco?
Yep.
They give you pot, and then you fall asleep? But anyway, I love Nico Case's music, her voice, everything is perfect.
Yep.
Kelly Hogan's music is amazing. She's a musician, and obviously in her own right, not just singing, but she has put out her own album.
Take a right here.
And then a left.
And then an immediate left.
Got you.
Oh, wow, okay, I want to check it out. Because I only got interested in Nico because I like the new pornographers, and I got into A.C. Newman, the guy.
Yep, he's great.
But then I was doing shows in San Francisco, and old April Richardson was there because she's friends with Billy Bragg, and which I thought was strange, but they are legitimately just friends. They act like siblings.
Of course.
And it was cool, and we went out to eat, and I didn't realize that we had Nico Case, who was performing at the Folk Festival. I saw her there. She was going to come to dinner and decided not to at the last minute, and the empty seat was right in front of me. I would have been sitting across from her at dinner.
Now, how do you think you would handle that? Because
I would have I think that I was feeling good that weekend, and I would have been, I just would have talked to her.
You would have nailed it.
Didn't flirt. I would have nailed her.
Right at dinner.
Yep.
Right
under the table. I would have draped my dick. Laid it on her knee like a towel that I'd otherwise rest a phone on. And I don't know. I just think I would have talked to her.
No, she seems super cool. Kelly Hogan is definitely super cool. I started following Hogan on Twitter, and then she followed me back. And she's talked to me a couple times. She doesn't understand that I'm intensely starstruck because her backup singing for Nico Case is unbelievable.
Yeah, to back her up and still stand out, because her voice is incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
I do not like any other music like that. I don't like alternative country or women. Alt country, right?
Yeah, that's not.
It's the best music ever, though. I'm not a big country person. But it's a folky indie rock band, and there's a guy that plays a steel guitar. That's the only thing that's kind of country about it.
Right, exactly.
Her lyrics and the way she sings, she doesn't do that Carrie Underwood contrived country twang voice thing. That's what I don't like.
Right.
If all country music didn't have cartoonish singer, doing,
that's what I'm in it for.
Hang my hand up. I
just, Yahoo. I actually thought the other day I heard the Yahoo commercial, and then Yahoo guy came on, and I was like, he's good. That one Yahoo. I want to know who does the Yahoo for Yahoo.
He did the song from Raging Arizona.
Yahoo. The best in the business. This is where we did the YouTube thing.
Oh, yeah,
by YouTube Central?
Yeah, we are by YouTube Central.
This is where I want to
live.
Right
down Jefferson. It's a
beautiful
area.
If I had to live on the west side,
there's a desolate, undevelopable
marshland. Mm-hmm.
And then over here, there's very expensive condos for people that needs security guards.
That's me all over. It has a kind of deco.
It is
a deco architecture.
Yeah, you know what? I say it's sarcastic, but it's really, really cool.
It's not
really
for
cool.
Rich people.
It is for rich people. But I was making fun of the white flight gated community thing. I don't like it. I say you live in a neighborhood and you occasionally get mugged.
That's how it is.
Until you have kids, and then move into one of these places and live in fear.
Now I have to ask you. We're not about to get on the freeway, are we?
No, okay. I avoid the freeway. Here's how I get to the airport where you're taking me from my house.
Hold on. I know you mean business because your voice just got really deep.
Yeah. Here's the thing here. The freeway, usually I'm a big fan of. Not today, you see. Whereas the crow flies, the route we're taking is faster if it isn't in a peak traffic hour.
Why are you mad at me?
At the end, just with the word hour, I got upset. As long as it's not a peak traffic hour, God damn it! This is the faster way. Because the freeway's way, you have to go way east.
Well, and also, do you know my thing where I can't drive on the freeway now, right?
Why is that? It's a law you've broken?
Yes, I've been banned from the freeway.
If you're low-jack, my ankle vibrator. I've never been to jail. I don't know if it vibrates. But it goes off.
A little too much information. as you know, I have epilepsy.
I do know that.
And this happened 2 years ago I got on the freeway by my house, the 134, where it merges to the 101, and so it was like 5 lanes of traffic, and I was in the middle lane. And my eyes started going. That's my, before I have a seizure, my eyes flick up to the left.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And it started.
What, after this story, you have to remind me what to do if your if it starts to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
They're going to hit.
That's going to be.
They just crashed. That person hit that person, or they stopped, but I closed my eyes.
Well, because that Range Rover did that crazy thing.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Yeah. No, everything worked out fine. It's a Range Rover. They never hit anything.
No, no. They have surgery. That joke's not going to get old.
No, yeah. We're not done with that at all. So anyway, as I was there, my eyes started flicking. And so all, I couldn't, when that's happening, literally my eyes are doing whatever the fuck they want. And I'm driving on the freeway. I was going 60 miles an hour. So I just pulled to the right, hoping to God no one was on my right-hand side.
Right.
Crossed across two lanes of traffic and took the exit because I was about to get funneled into that part where there's no exit and you get onto the 101. So it was basically, I think it was Vineland, whatever that last exit on the 134 is. Just pulled off there. Don't know how I did that without hitting anybody. Like, it was just a fucking miracle that no one was there. And then pulled over, couldn't stop shaking. I was on my way to do Jane Wilson's comedy show. I had to call her and say, I can't come. Because I just had to drive, like, get myself home.
While you were seizing?
No. It was just the eye flick, and then it stopped.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I had to sit there on the side of the road for 5 minutes making sure I wasn't about to have a seizure. And then I just drove home. And I haven't driven on the freeway since.
Cause
it scared the shit out of me.
When was that?
This was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And every time I get, I've tried to get on the freeway, like, just, like, hey, just tough it out. And any time I get onto it, it's like, I start to have a panic attack.
How do you get to me? You didn't take the 405?
No, that's what it takes me forever to get anywhere because I don't take the freeway.
You went up through the mountain?
Over Coldwater.
Oh, wow.
And then down Santa Monica and then down Sepulveda and then to Washington.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, that's fine. I'm resigned to it because I just, anything to not get on the freeway.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
I am, I'm glad, okay, that, I, when people say they don't want to be on the freeway, I get up, I'm like, oh, you don't like to be places faster, and you're scared of cars, but you have a great reason.
I have a pretty legit reason, but see, here's the thing, like, I know it's illogical, because this is the freeway, what we're driving on right now is the freeway.
This is, yeah, this is the famous one.
But, it's not the same to me. It's not, it's not the same to me because if I wanted to, I could pull over right there.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Yep. You're right.
That's
okay.
Different. Although now that's gone. That just went away.
Well, I'll just reach over and...
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we should plan stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I will grab the wheel if you ever have a seizure.
I literally, it's kind of boring. But anyway, that's the...
Well, what do I do if you start to have a seizure?
Well, if we're driving, definitely grab that wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But basically just make sure I don't hit my head and make sure don't let people stare at me. That's the only thing. But there's nothing you can do, like, all those things that people say, like, put your wallet in someone's mouth or put a stick in
right.
their mouth. All of that is not true.
It's really just to avert, you're supposed to avert the eyes of onlookers to have them focus
on
something.
Yeah, if you could put
so
up a tent.
If you start to have a seizure, I should just get naked and do a dance and go, look at me.
Exactly. And try to kick me under a table that has a long tablecloth. That would be perfect.
Yeah, hopefully it's not the under the tablecloth place where I'll be having sex with me. Okay.
No,
I'm like, all I do is call back to things, I think.
Well, I think that's professional.
I think that it just means I'm showing off that for the time being, I have a short-term memory that exists.
We got to show those off while we can.
Oh, God. They will be around forever.
No.
Hey, have you seen that show, Derek?
No.
He works in, like, an old folks' home.
Oh, no.
And it's very sweet. And he kind of plays an autistic person. So he's, like, doing a retarded character a little bit.
Oh.
But he's so good, and it's so good, and it
really?
Makes me, it really hits
cry?
Me. Yeah, because it's old people, and he cares about them, and it's in a home, much like, you know, where my mom lives. It's a very good show. I just watched, like, five of them. I'm like, well, I like him now. For a while, I wasn't into the old Gervais.
Right, because he got very pedantic about his atheism.
Yeah, come on.
I know.
A lot of people are atheists.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, well, whatever, I mean, yeah. I love Ricky Gervais, but that did start to bug me. I was following him on Twitter, and I unfollowed him because of his every single fucking thing. Dude, are you serious?
Oh, you got it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I hate that guy.
Yeah, it was weird. It's terrible when you hate someone, you develop a hatred and you need closure, but they just drive off and you never get the chance to murder them.
I was really staring after him like I wanted an apology.
I saw that look in your eye.
I can't get on the 105.
Oh, it's okay. We don't need it.
No, but I'm scared to get on the 105.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, right.
Please remember that.
I already forgot about your freeway rule.
It couldn't be a more dramatic story.
I was just waiting for my turn to talk.
Okay, now you have to tell me what your plan for Boise is.
Okay.
How you think it's going to go.
Okay.
Do you like this club? Are you excited? What's going to happen?
I like the town. I have a history with the town.
Great, because where are you from?
I'm from Missoula, Montana, but when I had a girlfriend at home and we moved to Texas together and L.A. together, she grew up in Boise. We would go there all the time.
Okay.
So in addition to doing stand-up there at least 9 times, I've gone there to hang out with her family back in the past.
Nice.
So
you're familiar with it?
I am familiar with it. And I like the town. For it being a kind of conservative, quiet city.
Mm-hmm.
It is a city. It's 100-some thousand people. But it's just beautiful and everyone there is nice.
That's great.
There's a lot of trees. It's called the City of Trees. Only 2 of them. Oh my God. What was that?
My ringer.
Why are we being beckoned by Game of Thrones cast members?
Isn't that the best ringer ever?
If by best you're mispronouncing horrifying, I just did not expect trumpeteers, but I like it now. Now that my heart rate has gone back to normal.
It's really, it's foreboding. It's foreboding, which is how everybody feels about phone calls.
Mm-hmm. I really thought that twice that you said that horn noise was made foreboding. I don't know that it is foreboding.
It's
I think this is foreboding. That's because that's a foghorn.
Well, that's foreboding anyway.
That's for castles. I don't know. But you're right. It's kind of foreboding.
It forebodes.
Yeah, but it just caught me off guard. And it's a fun club. I have friends there. From my old snowboarding days, they won't be around. I'll hang out with them during the day.
That's great.
I've had great times there. So
things are looking up. This isn't, because I used to, when I did the road very briefly, I always dreaded it. First of all, I was drunk all the time, so I was always hungover.
Yeah.
Going to the airport, it was always like, I'm about to be alone.
Oh, the last day I'm there, I'm always drunk and getting on an airplane, yeah. I still experience that.
Yeah, but I think that's part of it, right?
Yeah, that's how you deal. and by you, I mean me, because you don't. I do.
Used to.
You used to. I'm still there. I'm still in the darkness. I haven't seen the light.
Well, I mean, if you're not having seizures.
I'm not having seizures.
Like me, or fucking shit up majorly, then you're obviously drinking, you're handling it.
I did, yeah, I don't. I'm fine. Okay. I don't drink that much. But I did notice the difference. Because I'm about to go do these shows where people pay $12 and they drink too much in that town. They're going to heckle. There's going to be about 250 of them at my 6 shows that I have to do.
Yeah.
But I just did, not to brag, but the shows with Daniel Tosh last weekend in Seattle. People pay. I just was opening for him, of course. People not closing it out for him. People pay $69 to $179 a ticket.
Jesus Christ.
And they are, and there's 2,700 of them. It's in a theater. They are the most well-behaved, smart people.
Really?
It weeds out all the dummies, all the drunks, and all the people that simply can't afford to go, which is horrible and elitist. It sounds awful. I want to perform for poor people at a soup kitchen. That'd be great. But those people are going to heckle.
That's right.
They're going to heckle, and they're going to be on moonshine.
It's a...
Yeah, these people were great. It was the best shows ever. I'm like, oh, that's why you charge an elitist amount. And
right.
I'm so glad he had me do that. It was fun. I want to do it again.
You know what's really funny? Because I know he's a real hot-button, I don't know him as a person. He's just, as a name, obviously, been a lot of...
I had no idea. He was being mobbed. We had to go to private parts of restaurants for him to eat. People,
he's hugely famous.
Specifically young, college-y, like aggressive, drunk frat boys, will go and try and pet his hair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, because that's like the number one show on Comedy Central.
Uh-huh.
He's hugely famous that way. Uh-huh. Then, of course, he's basically now synonymous with the word rape.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of...
That was the one thing that he's like, please don't mention rape during your act. I'm like, I don't anyway.
Yeah. I think that's a really fascinating kind of thing. I thought I saw him, which is kind of funny. I thought I saw him in the hallway after a show I did at Largo.
Uh-huh.
And it was Patton's show. So afterwards, I texted Patton. I go, hey, was that Daniel Tosh in the hallway? And he was like, I don't think so. And then for some reason, I was like, I just didn't think it would be weird if they were friends or whatever.
Yeah, me either. It would surprise me, actually.
But, because I don't know him. But
yeah.
I think it's very interesting.
Great.
Because obviously I'm very anti-rape as a woman and as a feminist.
Sure.
I don't like rape. But the thing that he did in that whole story, I've done it myself, and I've seen millions of people do it, where you get heckled, and you have a bad response, and then that elicits a worse response, and you kind of become this weird, a ringmaster for a thing you never wanted to be involved in the first place.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I will defend the Michael Richards guy, too, except that it's insane that he was saying the N-word over and over, but
yeah.
He was going through that same spiral, like,
yeah.
Well, that wasn't funny, so now I gotta go to something else, anger,
yeah.
and I can't back out, otherwise I'm weak on stairs, something.
Yes, exactly, that you have to come back with triple, you double down in that scenario, as opposed to, you can't back
and
down.
And that's what happened with Dan, and I've seen him, because I opened for him like 10 years ago, before he was a famous person, and it would happen then, too. He would get mad at hecklers and kind of go over the top with attacking them.
Right.
But now people expect it of him.
Right.
And it goes well. People, like, wanted him to, like, be mean, and he wasn't giving it to them.
Do you think they wanted him to be mean to, like, women?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
It's far. Girls want him to say those things, but he's... he's a nice guy, and he doesn't hate women, and he's a good... It's interesting. You know these comics that are, like, have this stage persona where it's like, I'm mean, and I hate every group of people, and then in real life, they're actually nice, and then people like Dimitri Martin are assholes or whatever. You know, it's like...
Right.
It's
such an
interesting thing to me.
What they do on stage doesn't always have a lot to do with who they are. But what I think is interesting is the joke he was trying to start that got him heckled in the first place.
I guess I don't know that.
He was starting a joke that said, rape is always funny no matter what. And he... that's when the girl was like, no, you're wrong. And then he was like, everyone should rape her right now.
Okay.
All of that is bad, in my opinion. That's bad. Handled poorly.
Sure.
Yet, I don't judge him, and that was this weird thing when I thought I was looking him in the face backstage at Largo. That came up for me because I was like, I really empathize. I've handled myself so badly on stage so many times that I
especially
know...
Especially when it's a heckle-y situation.
Yes, like you do things, but like your mouth goes with...
Tourette's-y.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And like, I'm sure... I don't know. It just is weird to me. And yet, I want to know what the end of that fucking joke was, because it's such a grandiose statement. Like, rape is always funny no matter what. Like, what the fuck was he thinking?
I think that...
What's the end
of
that
joke? The joke that he was saying is... He was doing that joke, but that wasn't how it went. There was a couple other examples.
It wasn't just
rape. Was one of three examples, and they said...
Cancer?
All those things can be funny, if you write a good joke. But it was a joke. What he said was a joke, but it wasn't that. It wasn't...
Rape is always funny?
No, no. It was that it can be if it's a well-written joke. But I mean, but that was within a joke. I'm not obviously doing it because I didn't write his material, and no one hires me to write anything. But the point is...
That's not true. I've seen you on VH1. I've seen you on Guy Code.
I'm on The Big Bang Theory. which can only be enjoyed if you have fallen off a motorcycle without a helmet. Have you seen that show?
No, I have not.
It's not very good ever. They're likable. I like the people on it. I'm not mad at Bang Theory anymore.
I would watch a show called Bang Theory for sure. But no, not Big Bang Theory.
Mm-mm. Too intimidating. Regular size bang!
Regular size bang ideas. So let's get back to you, because we might have to edit out the Daniel Tosh part. First of all, it's not timely.
Right.
And that was my idea.
Sure.
But I just think it's interesting that, I think I'm as sexist as any sexist comic, because men piss me off a lot, and I don't understand them often.
Right.
But in that scenario, I remember having, like, my first reaction was, like, fuck that guy, and then my second reaction was, I can't say that, because I've been so terrible on stage when people heckled me. I just did it the other night, except for now that when it happens, I can handle, it's like I'm doing a character handling it.
Right, right.
Where this woman, I was talking about how someone gave me the quote-unquote compliment that I sound like Lisa Loeb when I sing, and I was like, that's not a compliment, and then this girl's like, I wish you'd sing Stay right now, and I go, what did you say? And she goes, I wish you'd sing Stay, and I just was like, I don't give a fuck what you wish. And I just started screaming at her, but everybody, it was like she loved it as much as everybody else.
Right, right, right.
And it was all kind of part of the fun.
Right.
Because I was in control. I think that's what it is sometimes you're in control in that scenario, and sometimes you are legitimately infuriated that people would be yelling at you
right.
while you're trying to do a joke.
Uh-huh.
And then you get carried away.
Right, right. I know exactly what you're saying. And I think when she said Lisa Loeb, she just meant, your voice sounds like a specific, or what, to me, when you sing, it sounds like music. When there's a time when I like the Sundays and all, and like, and I was listening to like the Breeders and Belly, and I had a thing for, it's been, now Nico Case is the first like female vocalist that I've gotten into in the last 15, 20 years.
Right.
But that your voice reminds me of back when I into the Sundays.
Thank you, because...
And Harriet Wheeler. And
I love the Sundays
so that
so
lady's
much.
Example...
Have you talked about the Sundays?
Huh.
I love the Sundays.
I had a poster of that
favorite.
Lady.
She's amazing.
She's the best.
Those songs were so fucking awesome. That band is the greatest.
Yep. And I think maybe when that lady said Lisa Loeb, she just meant Harriet Wheeler, but she didn't know her name because she listened to dumb... She just bought the soundtrack.
That's an incredibly positive interpretation to go with that.
Yeah. And she just liked that era of alternative lady rock.
And do you know that was over 20 years ago?
I just say 15 years.
That helps you?
It helps me feel better about my impending death.
That's very soon.
Oh, God. I can't believe it's been 15 years. I just had my 20-year high school reunion. Wait, you just said 20. Yeah.
God, 15 years is so
over
20 years.
Oh.
People I know. So I heard the Sundays album. I was in college in Sacramento. I was in a record store. That song came on, Here's Where the Story Ends. And I literally dropped what was in my hand. And whoever was standing nearest me, I go, who is this?
Yeah,
who is this band? Who is this?
Yeah. It's the best.
Like a big nerd, and then I bought it.
It immediately put me in a trance. That song. Here's where the story ends.
That guitar.
She's great. And I turned on friends of mine that just listened to Slayer. I was for a little while, I was just snowboarding. That's all I was doing. I wasn't even eating. I was just waking up and hiking and jumping off jumps until I broke my leg. But I had a roommate who was a good friend, and all he listened to was, like, Slayer and the Meldons and, like, just, like,
he had a mean
hard.
Dad.
His dad was a total asshole.
Yeah, that's what...
Fucking, oddly enough, his mind. Dad looked like Phil Collins.
But was a dick?
Total dick.
Oh,
and couldn't
horrible.
Sing while drumming. Or drum.
Horrible!
He was not a musician.
That poor boy.
He was kind of my friend, very close friend, but an angry, tattooed, angry dude that used to fight a lot.
Sure.
And I, by the end of our winter, sleeping in beds right next to each other, he loved the Sundays so much.
Oh.
And now he's into, like, metric and everything. I turned him into a real dandy pop. Because I like her voice, too.
It's so good.
Yeah, Emily Hines, metric.
You know what's weird?
Love her voice.
I like the idea of metric. Everybody thinks that I will love metric. Like, I've gotten a lot of people send it to
me. Oh, really? Really?
But there's something about the... I like one song of theirs that's old.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else, I just go, ew. And maybe I might be prejudiced because she's really pretty.
She is. But
she looks like a model. It's kind of that.
Not in person. She looks like a menthol cigarette salesperson. So let that rest with you. She does not take care of herself or think she's pretty. She thinks that she works at a speakeasy in the 20s. And has a tray of just different menthols that she sells in between songs.
All the different menthols that are available.
She's lived a rough life.
All
she's
right.
Like, fuck this body, I don't care.
Well, then I relate to her directly.
Yeah.
She's my hero.
She's a loose lady and treats her body like a goddamn Ferris wheel. And so you should like her.
Okay.
You should like her. She doesn't think she's pretty.
I do now.
She hates herself. Do you like her now?
Yep.
Oh, me
she's
too.
My best friend.
I'll play you some of her, The Soft Skeletons. That's her more acoustic-y list. And maybe you won't like that also, and I'll be okay with that.
We'll see.
We will see.
You know what's weird about stuff like that is, like, it's so immediate to me. It's almost like when you meet someone, you know you like them or don't like them immediately, or at least I do. And, like, with music, it almost just, it's like, it goes click, click, click.
Yeah.
It's like, the voice has to sound a certain way that
yep.
I like, and the music has to, and then the lyrics can't be dumb. I think it's metric lyrics don't do it for me.
I'm going to change your mind.
All right.
There's some great songs.
What
but
if
you
play me Soft Skeletons, and then I'll only listen to Slayer after that?
Okay, that's perfect. It does the opposite thing that I pulled with my angry friend.
I get tattooed, please.
So yeah, those were the days of music.
I love it.
I love this Sunday. Where's she doing now? Every once in a while I Google her.
My friend Alicia and I had a joke. Every time it was one of our birthdays, we would hand the person the present, and as they were opening the present, we'd go, Sunday songbook, because you could not figure out what the words to any of the songs were. And so it was like our
That's
joke
funny.
That the ultimate gift would be a songbook. A
That's
Sunday
funny.
Songbook.
Yeah, she did have... What did you have to enunciate or not be so Englishy?
People I know, places I know.
That is, yeah. She's very, very whimsical, smoky voice.
Yeah. And she does look like a model, but for some reason I didn't
choose
it against her.
I loved her.
Yeah.
It's sad because time, of course, passes.
Sure.
But
does.
I saw a more recent picture of her and she's like 50-something.
Well, yeah.
It's about me. It's not me getting mad because she got wrinkles. It's about time has passed.
Yes.
And this young, whimsical songbird lady has become someone that takes that glucosamine because it's good for him. And that
She's
makes...
She's got some COQ10 in her pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
And that pisses you off.
God, makes me mad.
I feel like maybe that is the... You have just nailed down, like, the problem of the beauty standard in Hollywood and in our world is that nobody wants to see their own mortality in the face of...
A beautiful
lady.
Yeah.
So just go away if you have any
age
kind of
gracefully
wrinkles.
Off camera.
Age gracefully in the Midwest alone.
Yeah.
And let us
Harriet,
only look at young, beautiful people.
Harriet Wheeler did us the honor of retiring to some cottage on the side of what I imagine to be a green grassy hill. So I don't have to see her and be confronted about my own wrinkles.
That's right. Because you are clearly 54.
Wrinkles.
And
I am not at all worried about wrinkles. That came out wrong. I'm worried about tumors in my bladder and Alzheimer's. My skin is fine.
I'm worried about Alzheimer's, melanoma, and then I think I'm worried about a random car accident, probably based on my freeway experience.
While we're podcasting.
While we're podcasting. Actually, that would be the perfect way
to do it. Do you realize how many downloads it's going to be when we get killed while we're recording?
Fuck you, Mark Maron.
Yeah, take that. Oh.
That would be the ultimate. It's like a snuff podcast.
Something is going to happen.
Something is definitely going to happen.
I'm just realizing our podcast, which is always going to be in a car, we're going to agree to that, right?
Yes, I agree to
okay,
that.
Okay, let's shake hands. Oh, no! Hands on the wheel! We hit.
We ran into
the
SPCA.
The whole organization. The whole organization.
Oh, every dog was lined up. Why?
Why were they set up like dominoes? Okay. If I can just have you imagine a bunch of dogs standing upright and being pushed over like dominoes and they all go, as they fall, please, just in a cartoonish way. Oh, I wish I could make the whole world imagine that.
You could draw that, couldn't you?
I think I should.
I think you did just make part of our world imagine that.
Okay.
Our gracious listeners.
I think it would have to be a cartoon. I'm going to animate the domino dog scenario.
Okay.
Us driving and hitting. Oh, no, we're about to hit the SPCA. Setting off a domino dog.
Great name. With a deeper bark.
And there's no better dog made for dominoes than a Dalmatian. The black and white, got the spots.
It's also clear.
That's great.
Well, we're almost to the airport.
We are almost to the airport. I'm going to have great shows and come back. And
is there anybody that works at that club that you look forward to seeing that was there last time?
They were nice kids, yeah. It's the...
What I'm saying is, are you going to fuck a waitress, Chris?
No, I am not a waitress fucker.
Okay.
I believe the last time that happened was 3 years ago.
Oh, all right.
I mean, civilians... Sure.
Sure. Any random person that buys a ticket?
Yeah. I'm trying not to lately. Yeah, it's okay.
Oh,
you know,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of seeing someone. So
you want to
probably
stay.
curb my penis.
Appetite.
Did you know that when you're walking your dog and it says curb your dog, everyone thinks, oh, bring my dog by the curb or something about poop? It doesn't mean that. Curb your dog simply means curb its enthusiasm or curb its... excitement.
Really?
Yeah, it's in a neighborhood, because this is when I found that out. It's one sign right next to it said, please clean up the dog poop, and the other one said, curb your dog, and I'm like, that's the same thing. And then I looked it up, and it said, curb your dog means after certain hours, don't let your dog get excited and bark. Keep them calm.
Oh.
Because this is a quiet neighborhood or whatever.
I did not know
curb
that.
Your dog, yeah, it's like curb your enthusiasm or curb your appetite or... And the other thing I thought it meant, and this is horrible, is like in American History X where you put a dog and you kick the back of its head. like a skinhead murderer.
Like there's a sign that says abuse your dog.
Please curb your dog. No, I will not. That's the meanest thing you can do to a dog.
It's like a sign that says curb stomp your dog, and then there's a little swastika at the bottom. Just please, sir.
Curb stomp, that phrase is worse than I could try and think of something worse. That's the worst thing anyone could say. Oh, there's the airport. Can we make it?
I think so.
We did it.
We did it.
That was good. That was good aggressive driving.
Thank you. I'm almost ready for the freeway again. I can feel it.
No, I mean, well, this is when your eyes are going to get to fluttering.
Right as we go over this overpass, we just go straight off.
Straight to the left. There we go.
Departure.
Departing. I have my backpack. I have my wallet.
Now, is this part, do you have travel stress?
Not anymore, because I just in my sleep, I pack, and sometimes I'm like, damn, I forgot my phone charger or something, but I used to, in my snowboarding days, before I would go snow, I had a checklist, goggles, lens wipes, everything I needed, I would have on this list that I'd check it off. Yes, I would get pumped up with a Sundays cassette. I really did. It's so funny. We got to talk Sundays.
Yeah.
A good time to do that when I get back on Sunday.
Oh, that was perfect.
But yeah.
We're going to open the car door. Yes.
Right. Oh, here's, I'm on United.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, have a great week.
Thank you.
Six shows? That's not bad.
I thought you said six. Have a great week. Six shows.
Have six shows. Have an ill time. Just max and relax as much as possible.
You're talking weird.
This is what I'm like when I'm at the airport. I'm really casual.
Up until, a lot of people get nervous in this roundabout, and other people talk in a hip way from
like
the 90s.
Like I'm in the Sugar Hill Gang. Just have a sick session.
I hope that club is the illest.
Go crazy on the ones and twos and stuff. Like that. Floss as much as you can.
Oh, that's not very... I mean, that's just regular advice.
No, flossing is like showing off.
It's funny that you say that because you're about to drop me off, but I just want to... end this by saying I do not like it when people floss publicly. I think that isn't something you show off. And when I live with Tig, who is a good friend, and I love her, she used to walk around the house flossing.
Her
as
teeth?
Does my current roommate sometimes.
Oh, no.
Just, they're on their way somewhere. So the floss, but I mean, that's corn and stuff that's shooting across the room. It's landing on the floor. It's funny that you say that because you're about to drop me off, but I just want to end this by saying I do not like it when people floss publicly. I think that isn't something you show off. And when I live with Tig, who is a good friend, and I love her, she used to walk around the house flossing.
Does
my current roommate sometimes.
Oh, no.
They're on their way somewhere. So the floss, but I mean, that's corn and stuff that's shooting across the room. It's landing on the floor.
That's purely a bathroom activity.
So you're with me.
100%.
I do not like flossing anywhere but private.
Well, also because, here's the thing. You think you know your mouth.
Right up here.
Okay. You think you know your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You could get in there and yank something out that's old and gross. That smell, have you ever done that where you've got some old...
metallic grandpa molar smell?
Yes.
I will not allow that to happen.
It's very bad. Or you get like an old piece of like steak from 2 weeks ago. It's the grossest thing ever. I mean, I do have deep pockets.
2 week steak?
I love
deep pockets.
I have a lot of gum in it.
It's so gross. 2 week old steak in your deep gum pockets?
Well, I hold it back there in case I get stuck somewhere.
I hope I don't get kicked off the plane for vomiting. Deep pockets.
I thought I could tell you about your pockets.
I'm sorry. I keep repeating it. That's so funny.
Deep
okay,
pockets.
Here we are. Sorry, yeah. We had to go around again. That's why it seemed unrealistically long. Right up here in 15 minutes.
I wonder if,
Is the park the only spot in front of the only red spot?
The only
everything was floating.
There's a fire hydrant. That's so weird.
Oh, it's so funny. Airports catch on fire, too. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll see you in a few days.
You can text me if you get bored.
I will.
And have a great time.
And thank you for podcasting with me.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. This is the first ever episode of... Do you need a ride to the airport?
Yeah, what are we calling it?
Do you
need a ride to the airport?
Do you need a ride to the airport?
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like offering it. Okay, yeah. Our podcast is called
Do You Need a Ride to the Airport?
That's what we've decided.
That's a good idea.
Let's shake on it.
Boom.
Okay.
I can do that because it's perfect.
It's weird to shake after you hug. Okay. Like we just broke up. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Time.
terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris.